686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its reach.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. But, of course, right now, of course, we are hoping to have with us Steve Voss, who wrote a wonderful song some years ago called We Must Take America Back. And, of course, this is an example of really how the other side feels music is so important, because music has a profound impact on people, on their very hearts, on their very souls. And, of course, most people do not understand that Aristotle had said thousands of years ago, over 2,000 years ago, let me control the music, and I can control the society. Well, they control the music today. And by they, I mean the people who run our country. And, of course, RCA was the one who released Steve Voss's song, and then actively suppressed Steve's song. Why? Why? Because, of course, this was one of the most patriotic songs. It had a wonderful theme to it, and really had an inspirational note to it. And unfortunately, why most people have never heard, We Must Take America Back. Well, we're hoping to have Steve Voss with us in a couple of moments, and that we could actually, talk to him about how his song was suppressed. Those of you who haven't noticed, I've started using Kate Smith's God Bless America. When was the last time you heard on radio or television God Bless America played? You don't hear it. And you certainly aren't going to hear Steve Voss's song, and yet I think it's very important. And so Steve, well, I'm going to let Steve tell the story about what happened to his song. Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about you, Dr. Monteith?
No question at all. We're doing great. But I want you to tell our listeners, a lot of them, of course, have never heard of Steve Voss or the wonderful song, We Must Take America Back. What happened to the song, and why was it suppressed?
Well, it's really a tale of two songs now. Back in 1992, when I first recorded the song, it came out on RCA Records, and it did fabulously well. It was just zooming up the Billboard charts, and it was the most requested song on country radio at the time. And I was, rushed out on tour, and things were going famously, until the big city radio stations had their say about it, and they told RCA, look, we don't care where this is on the charts, or how many copies are selling, or how many requests we get for it. We're not going to play it, because we don't agree with it. And RCA stuck their tail firmly between their legs, canceled my contract, pulled me off a tour, took the song off the radio and out of stores, and told me I couldn't re-record it or re-release it for 5 years.
But they paid you off, so it really had nothing to do with money. It was that they did not want your message out.
Right. It was the radio stations in the big cities that didn't want to have anything to do with a song about God and country and conservatism and family values and those kind of things. And RCA caved to their pressure.
Well, now, you've actually re-recorded and added some words to it. What's happened? Because I got an email, I don't know if it was from you this morning, but about your song, and it said, you know, go up and look on YouTube. I went to YouTube, and, you know, I've never before had a situation where I couldn't pull it down. That little thing that goes in the middle goes around and around and around, they're loading it. It just kept going around for about 5 minutes. So somebody's playing games with your song again.
Well, it's that, or it could very well be that YouTube has been swamped with people wanting to see the song. We know that just in the last 8 hours, they've had over 2,000 hits for this song on YouTube, which is pretty remarkable for, you know, an artist that's not a household name or a big star. So I think it was just a matter of catching up with...
Hold on, though. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And we're going to play just a little music here for a moment. We'll be right with you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is Steve Voss. And of course, we're talking about the song that Steve wrote, a decade ago? Time passes so quickly. When did the We Must Take America Back come out, Steve?
It was actually 17 years ago.
Well, it was a long, long time ago. And ladies and gentlemen, this was a wonderful, wonderful song. It was an inspirational song when we first got started doing talk radio. We used that more or less as a theme song. But, of course, tremendous pressure was brought to bear on the music industry to suppress this song. I think and it needs people to listen to what Steve wrote 17 years ago to understand there are people within our country who do not want to take America back. And just as we don't ordinarily hear God Bless America played on any of the radio stations anymore because of this intense hatred of America and certainly anything hatred of anything having to do with God. So they actively suppressed Steve Voss's song. Well, Steve, have you re-recorded it? What have you done?
You know, it got to a point the first of this year where I saw us slipping so far away from what the founders intended this country to be. And kind of like that character in the old movie Network, you know, I got mad as heck and I couldn't take it anymore and felt like it was time to update the song and spent a couple of weeks rewriting some lyrics and really got it to the point where I thought it was a good statement and
hold that thought for just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, it's been 17 years since Steve Voss wrote the song, We Must Take America Back, and 17 years since that song was actively suppressed by RCA. They actually paid Steve off, but they pulled him off, Voss off, told him he couldn't re-record the song. They had the rights to it. They actually, of course, took him off of tour, and they pulled his song from the stores all across America. Why would you do that? Because it had a patriotic, God-fearing message, and that's the message they don't want out. Well, Steve has re-recorded the song. Did you change the words to it at all, Steve?
Just a little bit to make it very current. People have responded strongly.
And I just commented that today I had actually gone to a Steve's website that's up there on YouTube, tried to pull it down, and there was just no way that I could get to it. Steve suggested maybe it wasn't sabotage. Maybe there were just so many people interested in hearing this song. So basically, how long has it been out? And, of course, what sort of response have you got from people across America? Because most of our people are good people. They love God. They love this country. It's just that the leaders, the people of great wealth who run our country, who hate it, who have a different agenda. What sort of response are you getting to your new presentation?
The response has been tremendous. We've had somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 visits to the website to hear the song. The video's just been out literally hours, and we're already around 2,000 views on the video. And folks can go to my website, stevevaus.com. That's StevVaus.com, and they can hear the song, they can download it for free, they can view the video for free, and see for themselves. It's a pretty powerful work, I do believe.
Well, it certainly is, and certainly is the new song available? In other words, are you actually distributing the DVD at the present time?
Well, not distributing hard copies yet. It's going to be on a new Best of Steve Vaus CD that we're working on getting out there. It's available to order, but it's actually not out yet. But as I said, people can go to the website and download a copy, an MP3 version of the song, absolutely free.
All right.
This is the kind of thing that America needs to hear. People need to spread around. This isn't about me, you know, getting wealthy or anything like that. It's about a message that America needs to hear, a message of inspiration and empowerment.
Well, you know, Steve was really a wonderful ballad singer, but you had real trouble getting bookings after you put that film out, after you were blacklisted by the media, didn't you?
Yeah, things got rough for a little while. Went on a year or so later to sign with another record company, and then just before that record was going to come out, they backed out, deciding I was too controversial. And it got rough, but, you know, I had to stand up for what I believed and what I felt God wanted me to do.
Well, hang on, I want people to hear a little of this. Well, you know, Steve, I think this is a wonderful, wonderful song. In fact, my son just came in. He's pulled it down. And is the new one enough different that we should play that one as well?
Oh, absolutely. The new one is significantly different.
All right.
You know, that's the old version, and it sounds old to me. The new one, I think, is more dynamic.
All right, fine. Well, we'll actually play that in a few minutes here. So what have you been doing? I haven't been able to talk to you for so many years. I've tried to call you a couple of times because I thought your wording, your theme was so beautiful. I used it in one of my lectures, with some of the wording from Let's Take America Back. And have you been pretty much incommunicado? How have you managed to survive all these years? Obviously, there are people who don't watch your message out. I'll never forget going to a Republican convention where you're to be the featured singer, and somebody actually turned down the volume so nobody could hear it. Do you remember that?
I do. Thanks for reminding me. You know, I continued to do some patriotic and conservative Christian music for a while, but then I got to a point about 7 years ago where my kids were pretty young. They were 3 and 5 years old, and I was frustrated that there wasn't more music out there for families, just families to enjoy together and sing together. So I put out a series of CDs under the name Buck Howdy, and I think really nobody realized that Buck Howdy and Steve Vaus were one and the same. And these last 2 years I've been honored to be nominated for 2 Grammy Awards with the Buck Howdy CDs, and I've gotten some Emmy Awards over the last few years. So that's been good, but it was time for me to come back on the scene and make a statement as Steve Vaus and get political again.
Well, I'm glad you did, because America is in real trouble tonight.
Corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must keep America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I certainly agree with that. We must take America back. And if we don't, why, of course, we'll have nobody to blame but ourselves if America is lost. And believe me, there really are people who hate America out there. And some of them are in the highest levels of our government, whose loyalty is really to this idea of a one-world government. They have an intense hatred of Christianity, which is why they put their people into the Supreme Court, into God and prayer, and the Ten Commandments out of our school, having nothing to do with our Constitution, having everything to do with destroying the Christian foundation of this country. Steve, I'm glad you're back in the political aspects of this.
Yeah, I think I'm glad I'm back. You know, the last time around, it took a toll. You might remember that after the whole RCA debacle, I was attacked by the IRS, and it made life difficult for a while. And I think it was the Simon Wiesenthal Center put me on their list of haters that they published, and that was difficult for my family and I to accept, in that I don't hate anyone.
Well, of course, the people who pretend to be Jews, who, of course, do everything they can to destroy anything pro-American. Jews are loyal to this country, love this country, because we've given them freedom like they've not enjoyed no place else in the world, but there's a small component who are really into this whole world satanic conspiracy, and they work through the ADL and, of course, so many of the other so-called Jewish organizations. They're not representing the Jews. They're representing those who hate America and who hate freedom and who hate God, and they hate the God of the Jews as well as the God of the Christians. So that's what it's really about.
In some ways, I found great humor in the fact that they put me on the list of haters, this Jewish organization, because I happen to be one-quarter Jewish. My grandmother was a Jew.
Well, maybe that's why you're so talented.
Well, I'm not sure, but you know, all that to say, it was a painful time, but I felt I was doing what was right and what God wanted me to do, and that's what I'm going to continue to do wherever it takes me.
Well, I appreciate so much that you are doing it. And when will this other DVD be out?
Literally in a week or so.
All right, fine.
It's just we've been swamped with demand, and it's just tough keeping up with it. You know, I'm pretty much a one-man operation, and putting my kids to work, stuffing CDs and envelopes and all that kind of thing. So, you know, we're just catching up as fast as we can. But I want to make sure people are aware if they just go to stevevaus.com, and that's stevevaus.com.
Well, that's what we'll be right back. Go right ahead, Steve. I just have a little breakdown. I have to take it. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Just wanted to make sure people know where they can get it, because if I'm going to offer it for free, then by golly, I want people to come and grab it and use it.
Well, I think music is a powerful, powerful tool. People really don't understand that music has been used to transform society many times in the past. Certainly we saw this in Africa when we lived there, but certainly you go back to the time preceding the French Revolution. That's when the William Tell Overture was actually written. And the purpose of the William Tell Overture, those thrilling strains of the William Tell Overture, were to encourage people to participate in the French Revolution. And it said that, you know, after it was first played in one of the major concert halls in Paris, people streamed out on the street demanding revolution. Music can be a powerful, powerful motive. Now, I'm not suggesting revolution at all. I'm simply suggesting we educate people and let them know that there are people who are tied to RCA and the other major music industries and certainly the other major means of communication that have a different agenda than that of the average individual. And I'm sure you must be well aware of that, Steve, having felt the brunt of their ire because, of course, you wrote a patriotic song that really had a tremendous impact upon America 17 years ago.
Well, music is far more powerful than people realize. And sometimes I'll get somebody that will email me and say, well, yeah, okay, great, we must take America back. So what do we need a song for? But if you think about, in the very simplest terms, I'd suggest everybody think about how they learned their ABCs. They almost certainly learned them to the tune of a song. And there was a good reason back in the Revolutionary War that, you know, the fifers and drummers would lead the troops into battle. It was for inspiration. Music is no different today. The left has used music very effectively, far more effectively than we have those of us who have conservative Christian values. But I can only do what I feel God calls me to do and write the songs that God puts on my heart, and I put them out there. The rest is up to the people. That's why I make them available in many cases for free and encourage people to share them with others. I believe they have an important part in this battle that we're up against now, and I don't mean a physical battle, but this battle against those who would like to take our country in directions that would not be in line with the founders.
Well, of course, our contention is we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played on a political, ideological, cultural, and yes, even on a music battlefield. It's a battle for the souls and the minds of our people, and we're losing because we haven't had people out there writing the songs, the patriotic songs that would bring people to a realization of what a wonderful country we have and why we're losing it. And you certainly don't have seem to have a little antagonism towards Wall Street. Do I catch that from what you're saying?
Well, there are certainly some folks that have gotten fat at the trough on Wall Street. And I don't begrudge anybody making a fair dollar, but not at somebody else's expense.
Well, of course, the trouble is that these people on Wall Street are the people who are controlling both political parties, and many of them are tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And so when you attack Wall Street, you really are talking of the very core of what's going on. I have nothing against the free enterprise system at all, but these people don't believe in the free enterprise system. They believe in a controlled enterprise system, and they are the ones who are in control. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Steve Voss, who 17 years ago wrote a wonderful song. Of course, he paid a terrible price. He was investigated by the IRS. His contract was pulled by RCA. He had difficulty getting any exposure. He was attacked by the Simon Wiesenthal, even though he is part Jewish himself. And I commented that maybe why he's so talented. He is partly Jewish, but be that as it may, he was attacked as a hater. Why? Because he wrote a book about America and about Christian values. And there really are people having nothing to do with the Jews. Most Jews, honest Jews, respect, you know, the Christian tradition, realize this has given them a wonderful opportunity for freedom here that they don't have elsewhere in the world. But there's a small component, certainly of that racial group, that really have no allegiance to their race or to anything else, that are part of another movement, which of course is very, very dangerous to the survival of humankind. Well, if you have a question for Steve Voss, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or a comment, why, give us a call, because Steve has paid a terrible price, but he's back again 17 years later with a wonderful new song, and we'll try to play the rest of it here a little later in the program. But if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But as I've commented several times recently, since I decided to bring Kate Smith's song back, God Bless America, when was the last time you heard God Bless America played at any inauguration or any place, you know, or played on the radio, played any place, played at our, certainly our football games? You don't hear that because there are people who hate this idea of God and blessing America, because they really have an intense hatred of America, and they realize, of course, that it was God that was the very foundation of our freedom. Follow our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question for Steve, and right now the board is lighting up, and we've got Marcella Marcella, where are you calling from?
From Salinas.
All right, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I have a tape that I got from the library, the Steinbeck Library, from Leonard Horowitz speaking about vaccines. Is his music on there?
I think it might be. I did a few appearances quite a few years ago where Len Horowitz was there, and it wouldn't surprise me if one of my songs is on his tape.
It would very well be. So, I mean, certainly, Steve's been around for a long time, so has Len. Anything else you'd like?
That's part of the reason you were ostracized because of the truth you told about that on that vaccine tape.
Well, it may very well be. I'm certainly, they will do anything to silence people who are trying to get the truth out. Believe me, and we're just so fortunate to have this radio station that you're listening to this program on, and the other stations in the network there at Genesis that are hearing this program today. Anything else, Marcella, before we let you go?
Yes. I really have a lot of bad feelings about, I believe he's a Jewish person, Dr. Dean Adel. I know he's, I think, Jewish, but he's actually atheistic. It says it on his website, and he made a comment yesterday on his radio show, because he was commenting about the appearance of Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey on Larry King Live, and he made such disparaging comments about Jenny McCarthy, saying she's nothing but a washed-up movie star. She's a mother that suffered the horrible agony of a child with autism, seizures, who luckily is recovering, but he was just so vicious, and he actually made a comment, who cares about autism?
Well, I'll tell you what,
about this man.
What you want to do is just turn him off. I can't stand to listen to him. But thanks very much, Marcella. Has nothing to do with his race. He's just a wicked and evil opportunist man. Bye-bye. Let's go to Ken, who's calling from New York City. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Hi, Doc. Okay.
I have a question. Are you in the Big Apple?
I certainly am.
Okay. Well, I understand everybody's leaving there now. All the rich people are leaving because they've got to increase the taxes on the rich people. And a lot of them, Rush Limbaugh's leaving, and they're talking about this. I think a lot of the other people are just going to pull up and say, look, you're going to tax us because we make more than $300,000 a year. We're just going to leave your city, and you're going to have a lot less money.
I won't miss him.
Well, be that as may, they could sure use his money because he makes a lot of money. But when you start targeting people because they're making money, I don't like Rush Limbaugh, but I certainly wouldn't want to target him because he does well financially.
Well,
and he is awfully entertaining.
This was reported about a month ago. The average price of a condo or co-op in Manhattan is about $1 million.
Well, I'll tell you what, when they all start picking up and leaving, the price is going to come down. But do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Steve, I'm a longtime guitar player, and I listen to music every day, like I'm sure you do. And I remember the last time I heard We Must Take America Back was on a country station when we had one here in New York. And Randy Daniels was the host, and he was taking requests.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Dr. Stan, we've got Ken calling from New York City. Ken, go right ahead.
Okay, thanks. So someone requested We Must Take America Back, and Randy Daniels said sure, and he played it. And that was the last time I heard it on that station. Now, I don't remember when it happened. I guess you said you cut the song about 17 years ago?
Right.
Yeah.
And when I heard it, and I heard it a few times, and I said, I got to get that song. And it's happened a couple of times with other songs that they just got airplay a few times and then they were pulled for whatever reason. But fortunately, there's a record store in Long Island that specializes in oldies and country music. So they had the 45 and they have it in my library. But my question to you is, you know, the lyrics are very powerful, and is the main reason why they pulled it because of the power structure in the country, that they're afraid that if more and more people listen to a song like that, they eventually say, hey, we better watch it because the peasants with pitchforks will start taking action? Is that the reason why they pulled your song?
Well, my understanding was the way country radio works, or any kind of music radio, typically a record company starts to build demand for a new song of any type in the smaller markets and in the heartland. And, of course, We Must Take America Back caught on like wildfire in the heartland. Then the next step is the medium-sized cities, and they build a story there, and then they go essentially present the case to the big city most influential stations. And they say, look, this is what this song is doing. This is what the request action is. But the problem was the people in charge of programming the most powerful stations were of a liberal persuasion.
Right.
And they just didn't want anything to do with a Take America Back or God and Country, true conservatism. I mean, a song that said, you know, we need prayer in the schools and more things made in the USA. That makes a liberal nervous. And they just said, look, we don't care how popular it is. We're not going to play it. We're not going to give, you know, a soapbox to that school of thought. Whether or not there was a bigger concern about that it would rile up the peasants and they'd come with their pitchforks, I can't speak to that, but they didn't want to provide a forum for a train of thought that they just that was anathema to them.
Right, and that's evidence what happened to you and really what still is happening to you, because that's a song that should be known by everyone in the country, in my opinion, musically, lyrically, everything. Your voice is very powerful, and it's just a terrific piece of music, in my opinion. And they would make an incredible amount of money from that song.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Ken calling from New York City. He remembered that Steve Voss's song 17 years ago. And of course, it's his contention that they didn't want that song out because it might rile up the peasants. You know, they might be concerned about the fact that we're losing our freedom. We were losing it 17 years ago. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're losing it even more rapidly today as the powers that be on Wall Street are doing everything they can to actually destroy the value value of our currency. They know what they're doing. There's no better way to enslave a nation than to destroy the currency, impoverish the people, and then, of course, they'll be there with their military to put on a military state. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know, and they've done this all throughout the world. Ken, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Yes, last thing. Thank you, Doc. Steve, I'd just like to give my opinion on why I think they pulled it. Well, the main reason. I'm sure there may have been other reasons, but two lines from the song that really alarmed them or angered them to no end. "We must take America back," the title and the lyric. And also, "We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, who take all our money and send it abroad."
I love that. I love that line.
That line.
Right. And right now, here we're having to borrow a couple of, maybe up to $3 billion a day just to pay our debts.
Right.
And we're still going ahead and giving money to countries all throughout the world. What sort of madness is that? Anything else, Ken?
That's it. Thank you, Doc.
God
Thank
bless.
You, Steve.
Thank you, Ken.
And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'll get to Lee, who's calling from New Jersey, in just a minute. But, Steve, do you want to get out your website again so people would know how to get to your website and maybe get some of the other ballads you've done?
Yeah, they can get pretty much all the songs. It's Steve Voss, and I'll spell that carefully, S-T-E-V-E. V, like victory, A-U-S, stevevoss.com. There is one other way that we just added to get to the website now, too. You can just type in wemusttakeamericaback.com, and that will also take you to stevevoss.com. You can download the brand-new version of the song absolutely free. You can order hard copies of the CDs. You can order a download of the whole CD. You can see the new video that just came out less than 24 hours ago. And if you wish, you can make a donation to help support the cost of giving out these free copies and sending copies to radio stations and stuff like that. It's just, this is a ministry of sorts for me, and I want it to move people and hopefully move America.
Amen to that, and I would encourage people to donate to Steve. He's given up an awful lot for America. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Lee calling from New Jersey. How are things back there in New Jersey, Lee?
Oh, overcast and rainy, a very typical northeast spring. But things are starting to warm up, and flowers are beginning to pop up a little bit. So we're grateful for tender mercies, you know.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment for our guest today?
I just am so glad to hear that Steve Voss is back. I'm a huge fan. I have his Voice of America CD from 1995, and I especially like his song Black and White. That really touched me. And
yeah. It's funny that you mentioned that one, because so many times I get these random emails from people saying, "Hey, look at this neat poem." And
yeah,
what it
yeah.
is just a transcription of the lyrics from Black and White. So I try and trace it back, and it's always attributed to Anonymous. So
oh,
I try
no.
and trace it back and say, "No, it's not Anonymous. I wrote that. It's actually a song." And usually people are very kind to give proper attribution, but you know, you've got a collector's item there with the old Voice of America CD.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't part with it for the world. I love it. I love it. I love the whole thing, but that song especially, it just, I don't know, it touches the heart, you
well,
know?
You see, most people, Lee, most Americans love this country. It is just that the leaders have a different agenda. They're calling the Brotherhood
oh,
of Darkness,
yeah.
Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers. Well, there's less than 5,000 of them. But they have an intense hatred for the United States. They want this one-world government under a ruling elite. Who's them? Because they believe that they're entitled to rule and the rest of us really too dumb to be free. They don't believe in freedom except for themselves. And we need to take America back. And I think we need to follow exactly what Steve talks about and sang about 17 years ago.
Absolutely, and I am so sorry, Steve, to hear that they put you through so much. I had no idea. No clue.
I'll never forget, of course. I just alluded to it a little while ago, but I went to this big Republican convention where Lee was supposed to be the featured speaker, Steve was supposed to be the featured singer. And, you know, when he was trying to sing, somebody came and actually shut down the loudspeaker so nobody could hear him. And he got a little angry and left, and I don't blame him. You know, it was the ultimate in insult. And, what do you do when the people are running a Republican convention don't want to hear patriotic songs? But the Republican Party's been infiltrated for a long time.
Those things that infuriate people, Dr. Stan.
Right.
It's just very exasperating. But, you know, I'll tell you, we just have to pray through. I'm a party of one here, well, my husband, too. You know, when people think we're wackos, we're conspiracy wackos, but that's okay.
We're on the right side, and one of these days, I always like to say they used to think we were crazy, and now they're afraid we're not. God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Steve. Best of luck to you. God bless you. You too, Dr. Stan.
Thank you, Leah. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there and you have a question or comment for Steve, and Steve, 17 years later, has come back and with a wonderful song. Let's just go ahead and play this for just a moment here.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spread, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Well, we do hope the minute you're out there in the listening audience will want to get the song and pull it down. And hey, it is a classic. It's the same song. Some of the words have changed, and we'll have to play it too all together. But Steve, you know, it's what was it? 2 days or so that this has been released.
I think more like 6 or 7 days. I'm losing track of time. But the video just came out in the last 24 hours. We just finished it.
All right. I talked to your actually the people from your public relations about 4 or 5 days ago when we scheduled this, and suddenly I think that I was really enthused to hear that you were back, you know, back trying to get the word out, because time is short. Nations rise and nations fall, and when the good people aren't involved, you can be sure the wicked people are. And boy, are they involved in this country, controlling both political parties, making mockery out of the so-called democratic process. And of course, one thing they don't want is anybody speaking out with the force and the intensity of your song. So, have you had lots of good response to it so far?
You know, it's been tremendous. Hundreds of emails a day, people responding to it that it really hits them where they live, and it really invigorated them. It really, I think, is playing an important part. One today, a fellow said, you know, this has become our new anthem. This needs to be the anthem of our movement to take back America. And, you know, I must have done something right somehow.
Go ahead.
That's why I want people just to get it, why we have made it a free download so people can share it and send it to their friends. I think it's an important song for where we are now.
I think it is too. Now, if people don't have the internet, is that 1-800-HIT-SONG still working?
No, not for order taking. The only way other than ordering on the internet is through the old-fashioned mail service. But I hardly know anybody without the internet these days.
Well, there are a few of them out there that who don't have it, and we probably would like to maybe actually carry this song, buy a few wholesale, and put them out retail for our listeners who do not have access to the internet, because I think it's a great song. You know, I think the original one is great. I think this one is great. The message is there. We've got a great country. We're losing that country, and we've got to take it back, because if we don't, believe nobody else is going to do it for us.
So true.
Well, Steve, you know, certainly your kids must be all grown up by now, aren't they?
Just about. They're 10 and 12 years old now. And, you know, this is really their first experience with Dad, you know, being in the fight, so to speak. But, you know, my 12-year-old daughter, who loves all different kinds of music, from Hannah Montana to the Jonas Brothers and everything else, she's just as excitedly sending my song and links to my song out to her friends, and they seem to be loving it. So I think maybe there's hope for this world yet.
Well, of course, we have something we didn't have 17 years ago, and that's we have the internet. And we do have the means of getting the information out to people all across America that we never had before. And the other side is furious. That's why they're moving so very, very quickly. They're afraid that people are going to wake up. You know, and of course prevent them from fulfilling their ancient dream of creating this one world government. And so I think they're moving very quickly. They're making a lot of mistakes. And of course we can, of course, point these things out to people, and hopefully are they going to be willing to take a stand at this time to preserve this nation? Because of course if they don't, why, the freedom as we've noted will simply become a remembrance of things past. Well, we've got a couple of people calling in here. If we can get the producer to pass them on through to us, we'd love to get them on before. In fact, the whole board is lifting up right now. Anyway, hopefully we'll be back here in just a moment. What is the message you would like to put out to our listeners, Steve? What is the real thrust of what you're saying?
We need to stay strong with the founding principles of our country. Freedom, individual liberty, and rights that are granted by God, not by government. It's as simple as that.
And I really think that really is what it's really all about, is the fact that our freedom comes from God, not from government. This is the only nation in all history where that concept was written into the Declaration of Independence, which is really the preamble for all intents and purposes to the Constitution of the United States. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling from Paso Robles. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Thank you for all you two do to try to wake people up and how we're losing our country. But I'm one of those people, my computer crashed.
Hold on. Speak just a little louder there, Ron, please.
I want to thank you both for all you do to try to wake people up, how we're losing our country. And also, my computer crashed a couple months ago, and I got a new one, but it's going to take some time to set it up because I can't figure it out. But I'd have to get his album or songs by slow mail or through a record store or something.
Well, you won't find them in a record store, but I'll give out the address. It's Steve Voss, spelled V-A-U-S.
V-A-U-S?
V-A-U-S. V like victory, A-U-S like Sam. And it's box 28700. Box 28700.
Okay.
San Diego.
Okay. San Diego. San Diego,
California. And the zip code is 92198.
92198,
right.
921-98.
And if you have trouble, Ron, you give me a call and we'll get it for you. Hey, thanks so much. Let's go
Thank
quickly.
Thank you very much.
Let's go quickly to Laverne calling from Spokane. Laverne, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I'd like a copy. However, I don't have a computer or the internet or all that. And are you going to carry them?
I think I'll talk to Steve off the air and try. We'll try to get it and carry it, and we'll buy them wholesale, put them out retail. What's the DVDs? The whole DVD is not ready yet, or I should say CD. All they have is up on the internet. But
DVD. We need his music now. It's right for this time.
Amen to that. I agree with you totally. God bless you. Just keep listening to us. I know you listen up there in Spokane, and
I do.
We'll announce it as soon as it's ready.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Steve, I think you can see from the enthusiasm of our people all across America that they are really enthralled with what you've done, as I am. We've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners today?
No, just that have faith, have strength. And if you have a taste for my music, get a copy. And just two things I like people to do with it. Share it with their friends and play it real loud.
God bless you, Steve. Thanks very much for everything you've done through the years. And I will contact you off the air through your email, and we'll see if we can make arrangements once the DVD is completed to go ahead and carry it here through Radio Liberty. God bless you. Thanks for everything you've done.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. You take care. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Steve Ross, and a very, very brave individual. And brave to come back into this battle after having had the IRS go after him for no other reason than he was a patriot. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the IRS targets patriots. They hate patriots. And, of course, they use the power of government to go after people who are putting out a message that would upset this plan for the New World Order, the New World Financial System, and the New World Religion, because, of course, behind everything going on today are the powerful spiritual forces that have been around going back almost 6,000 years. And there always has been a battle between good and evil, between God and Satan. But you are seeing this played out today. I fear that there's going to be a terrible suffering in America as this recession continues and all the money that they're pouring in does nothing more than simply destroy the value of our currency and destroy the pension funds, destroy the life savings, destroy the insurance policies, destroy the future of people all across America. But I'm afraid these things are going to happen. There's no way we're going to be able to head this off. But what we need is a cadre of people out here who understand what the battle is about. And, of course, are true to God. And if there is any hope at all of preserving America, it's going to be that the good people of America are going to turn back to God and, of course, take America back.
We must take America back.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed our interview with an old friend. Certainly, I remember Steve from many, many years ago, and it's so good to hear he's been back. In fact, I've been a little worried. I've tried to reach him a couple of times through the years and never could, and I thought there might be something had happened to him. But I'm glad to know that he's back, and I know how he feels. After you've been through the pressure and the tragedy that he's been through, it's awfully easy to try to simply escape from the reality of what's going on today. Couple of times in the last 47 years I've tried to turn my back on what was going on, but God has always pulled me back, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm not trying to get away at this time. I'm going to be here as long as God gives me breath, trying to educate the American people about the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged today. Now, certainly, if you've not seen the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and the latest in the trilogy, The Eye of the Phoenix. That's Secret Mysteries, Riddles in Stone, and Eye of the Phoenix. All three DVDs, very professional, are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a couple of we put out on this same subject. One of them is Chris Pinto, who is actually the producer of the DVDs, but he talks about the Atlantis connection because America is to become the new Atlantis, like the phoenix of old rising from the ashes to lead the world into this wonderful world order. It's the Atlantis connection, and then, of course, Constance Cumby's excellent DVD, The Emergence. And then we have a four-tape set on my interviews with Constance on the Aquarian conspiracy, because there really is a conspiracy out there, a conspiracy against God. And then, of course, we hope many of you, of course, will want to get my talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus goes with that, or my talk on the secret knowledge. It's so important. It really is a secret out there. It's been passed down for 5,000 years. It's being promoted by Oprah Winfrey and by Rhonda Burns and by so many of the leading people in this country. But it is a secret that will cost you your eternal salvation if you fall into the trap. It is not that it doesn't work. It's not that the law of attraction or whatever you want to call it doesn't work, because you really can do tremendous things. But, of course, you're contacting the demonic spirits, which, of course, energize the people working at the highest levels of our government. How do you think these people like the J.P. Morgan were able to accumulate billions and billions of dollars a century ago? Why, J.P. Morgan was deeply involved in the occult, as was Henry Ford, as were the Rockefellers, as were certainly the Rothschilds, as were all the people involved in international finance. All involved in the occult, which is the center and the source of their great wealth and their great power. But you do not want, of course, to try that. If you have any question what this is about, you need to see the DVDs we have. They're either the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll, because that is basically how so many of the people in the music industry have become so rich and wealthy and famous, but at a terrible, terrible price. And I promise you that if you get those DVDs, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, you will never, never look at the world through the same eyes again. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you haven't yet gotten yourself a long-term food storage, just as an insurance policy for family, why, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you a catalog. I just asked for the long-term food storage catalog. If you need to get a Berkey water filter, you should have one or a couple of them, as we do. You need to have a supply of health products, things to keep up your immune system working, because, of course, we don't know what's going to happen to the food supply. We don't know what's going to happen to America. We're entering into the most dangerous times in our nation's history, far more dangerous than the time of the Second World War. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.